got Jack, though. Jack's going to come back and have a chat to us after the presentation of that. So we're saying a bit sloppy early, Jack, and Alistair Clarkson was trying to rectify that at halftime.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of them. They were playing good footy, but we were also pretty sloppy with our skills, and we missed our, some easy goals, and myself included. So we just didn't make the most of our chances, and we let them rebound probably out of 50 too easy.
And you've ended up with three for the day, three goals too. You missed a few. The boys in the first half particularly missed a few chances. Is that just concentration, or is it the pressure that, as you were saying, the security were putting on you?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. I think we've had a pretty inaccurate year so far compared to our last two seasons. And we're working pretty solidly throughout the week and trying to put pressure as much as you can through training. But, whether it's concentration, technique, I'm sure everyone's probably got their little things they've got to work on.
Up to you, Terry.
Yeah, well, Jack, just congratulations again. A really solid performance. Sam Mitchell playing off half-back a little bit more these days than in the past.
Yeah, he is. I think it's just due to being able to get so many guys through the middle and give them good exposure and centre bounces, because I guess he's a great in-and-under player, and he's not going to be here forever. So while we can, if we can get blokes going through the middle while he's still in the team, and it probably just strengthens ourselves.
Well, this side's a difficult side to get into, so when you get in, you've got to absolutely make the most of it. I thought Billy Hartung has been doing that over the last couple of weeks and was really good again today.
Yeah, absolutely. His run's crucial for us. If teams sort of lock down on the hills, the Smith type, it's great that Hartung can back his speed in, back himself in, and he's been working hard on sort of the other side of his game, which is also coming along week in, week out. So he's crucial to us and being able to break the lines and sort of get out the back.
Jack, Kevin Bartlett, congratulations on your game. You've got the bye next week. Does that mean you can just disappear and have a great break from the club?
Yeah, it is. It means we can get away for a couple of days. We've got 4 days off now where we can just rest up, and I'm sure everyone will rest their minds more than probably their bodies, and just be able to get away and come back either Thursday or Friday, I think it is, and get stuck in, get ready for Adelaide on the following Thursday.
You were just talking about the style that St Kilda played today. I thought that they actually controlled the way that the game was played early. I mean, you guys were still better at them and more mature in the clinches and being able to control that aspect of it, but really there's not too many times that you have your kicking game taken away from you, and they actually did that today.
I think they did. They probably rushed us a little bit to their credit, and that forced our errors. But also with their ball in hand, I think they just sort of been able to chip, take those 15, 20 metre chip passes, forcing us to reset sort of our block or our defensive mechanisms. And full credit to them. They moved it well early on. It was just a matter of being able to wear them down.
We just had a look at a couple of angry moments from your coach in the box during the match. What was his message there at the end on the ground to you guys?
It was just all about the way we moved the ball and the way we took it inside 50. I think at times we probably went too quick and we just rushed ourselves and we didn't have the options and they had numbers back. So it was just a matter of being able to move the ball the way we wanted and not rushing ourselves and forcing ourselves into errors.
Jack, well done. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Cheers.
Jack Gunston joining us down there with half after Hawthorn won by 63 points.